We're going to continue to talk about money mindsets today. And from today, I would like to focus on some money lies that we sometimes believe. You see, it's important for us not to believe lies when it comes to money. And the lie I want to focus on today is that money will make me secure. You see, sometimes we fall into that trap and we believe that money will make us secure in life. And we think the more money we get and the more money we have, the more secure we'll feel. But you know, the Bible warns us against that, and it's so important for us to always find our security and trust in God and in Him alone and not in money. And the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6 verse 17, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God. You see, the Bible tells us that money can be very unreliable. It can come in and it can go out. And it tells us where our trust should always be in God. We also read in the Bible in Proverbs 11 verse 28, those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. So I don't know about you, but I definitely don't want to fall. And the Bible says that when we trust in our riches, when we trust in our money and we think that is what will make us secure in life, we will fall. So let's make sure to always trust in God and find our security in Him. Whether we have a lot or a little, we can be secure in God. And I think the best way to overcome this lie is to see God as our source. The source of all good things, the source of our provision. And this will really help us to overcome this lie. And seeing God as our source is like having a chicken that produces eggs. Now, if you have a chicken that produces eggs for you and you enjoy the eggs, that can be wonderful. And if someone comes one day and they steal your eggs or your eggs break, you know, that won't be a pleasant experience, of course. But if you still have a chicken that is producing the eggs, you won't worry too much. And it's the same with God. Sometimes we get so nervous when we lose a stream of income or when we lose money. But the good news is God is the source of our provision. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the one that loves to provide for us. And I want to encourage you today, don't find your trust or your security in your money or your resources. Make sure you find it in God and make sure you see Him as your source. And as we do, let's make sure we don't believe this lie that money will make us secure. Let's find our security in God and in Him alone. You are highly favored and deeply loved.